page 272. So again, we were talking about what we've been discussing the last few days is a tefilas tashlumin, meaning a person, for whatever reason, beyond their control, did not daven a certain tefillah. I don't know. Let's say didn't daven mincha. So again, if it was a circumstance that was beyond their control, so then they daven Maariv Shmona Esrei twice. The first one is for Maariv. The second one is for tashlumin for a makeup. So yesterday we saw Rama, and the Rama says that how about if the nighttime is Rosh Chodesh? Or as we discussed yesterday, let's say it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, you missed a regular tefillah, and now it's Rosh Chodesh. So what happens then? So to make it a little more interesting, the Rama also discussed what happened if you forgot Yalav Yalvo in one of your two Shmona Esreis. So if you forgot Yalav Yalvo in both, again, it's not good, but you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. If you forgot Yalav Yalvo on the second one, but not the first one, that's also not good, but it's okay. You don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei a third time. The question is, if you forgot Yalav Yalvo, you didn't say it in the first one, and you said it in the second one. So then the Rama said you'd have to repeat Shmona Esrei a third time. Why? Because since you said Yalav Yalvo on the first one, in the second one, and not in the first one, so then it looks like the first Shmona Esrei was for the one you missed. In other words, the one that was not Rosh Chodesh. The second one was for now. And again, the rule that we have is the obligatory Shmona Esrei, when you're obligated on now, has to precede, it has to come first before the makeup. Therefore, it looks like you're in violation of that. Okay, and we talked about other cases like that. Right, let's say a person made a mistake and didn't daven mincha first day Rosh Chodesh. So then at night, second night Rosh Chodesh, they're going to say Shmona Esreis. And so again, the second one is for a makeup. So in that case, again, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you didn't say Yalav V'Yavo, you don't have to go back because, again, in that case, because even in the main Shmona Esrei, you didn't have to say Yalav Yalvo. Okay, so we discussed this yesterday. So one thing, well, there's two things I didn't tell you that I teach you with. And that is at the end of Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin, long Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says a caveat to all these ideas we just said yesterday and today. And he says, the Mashach Chasav HaRamah Dimo Hizkeh B'Rishono V'Hizkeh B'Shniyah. Going back to our original case of the Ramah. The original case of the Ramah is it's Rosh Chodesh night. You missed Mincha, so you're saying two Shmona Esreis from Arif. So if you didn't say Yalav Yalvo on the first one, and you did say Yalav Yalvo on the second one, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. You have to do a third Shmona Esrei. Why? Because it looks like the first one is the makeup, and the second one is for Rosh Chodesh, and you're not allowed to do that. It's out of order. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Achronim who say that when we say that you have to repeat Shmona Esrei a third time because you didn't say Shmona Esrei on the first one, you did say Yalav Yalvo on the second, Hani Mili Bistama. That's if you were just davening, you weren't thinking, you know, you just davening, which is never a good idea. Aval Im Kiven Beferush Harishon L'Shem Chova. But let's say, when you began that Shmona Esrei, the first Shmona Esrei, you had in mind that it's for Maariv. You had in mind it's for Maariv. You knew the halacha. You know that the first one's for Maariv. I'll take three steps back, wait, or whatever, and then say a second Shmona Esrei, which will be my makeup for the mincha that I missed. You know that. But what happened? We're all human, supposedly. And if you had in mind the first one is for Maariv, the second one is for the makeup. So as we said before, really, you're supposed to say Yalav Yalvo on Rosh Chodesh night. But let's say you didn't. Any Rosh Chodesh, any situation, do you have to repeat Shmona Esrei? No. So the Achronim say that if a person had in mind in the first Shmona Esrei, this Shmona Esrei for my Maariv, and the next one I'm going to say is for the makeup. And we're human. So what happened? The first one, with that, he forgot to say Yalav Yalvo. So you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. If, let's say, you didn't forget. Let's say it was just Stamazal. You're saying, you're davening Ma'ar. Forgot Yalav Yelv on Rosh Chodesh. It's daven Mincha. You don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So the Achronim say that if, the Ramah only applies if you weren't thinking, but if you definitely had in mind, this first one is for my Ma'ariv, and my next one is for my makeup, and you made the Ramah's mistake. The first one you did not say Yalav Yelv, and the second one you did say Yalav Yelv, so the Achronim say you would not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. You would not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. And we'll see more about this later. Again, about this idea, the caveat to all these rules, that's only if you were davening. But if you had in mind something and it didn't work out, so we'll see. This is going to be a very important rule for later. The other thing I teased you with was, so now we're saying that if...
Well,
the answer is don't come late. No, so we discussed that. Yeah, you can't make up Musaf, but Musaf can. Okay, so we'll talk about that more, believe it or not. The other case that I teased you with yesterday is, okay, so we're saying it's all dependent, everything's based upon that you're obligated in a tefillah. So if you're obligated now in a tefillah and you missed one right before, so then you can make it up. In other words, with my obligatory one, so then I can make up the one that I missed that was right before. So the thing I teased you with yesterday was how about a case like this? How about a woman forgot, she didn't have a mincha. She always have a mincha, right? The Mishnah Berurah brings down women should, a lot of women don't, but should, if possible, daven shachris and mincha. A lot of women can't because of their children and things like that, but should daven shachris and mincha. So this woman daven shachris and mincha. She missed a mincha. She missed a mincha. So now she wants to make it up. How are you going to make it up? Daven Ma'ariv. But wait a minute. Your anchor for a makeup is predicated on an obligatory tefillah. Women aren't obligated. And most women don't daven Ma'ariv. So what's she going to do? Daven Ma'ariv twice? How's she going to do that? How's she going to do that? Yeah, but then it's Tefillas Nedava. I don't even know if I could do a Tefillas Nedava. So no, forget that. I cannot do a Tefillas Nedava. So I don't know. I mean, maybe a woman's on a higher level of Tefillah could be. But anyways. So, well, that would be the question. What should she do? Should she do chakras twice? Maybe that's too far away. Right? That's not an adjacent Tefillah. So, believe it or not, in this Sefer Ishe Yisrael, which we have here in Shul, he brings down from, there you go, yeah, from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Sefer Tzadik Bracha, that Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, "The mistabra de la olam be'in tefillah tashlumin davka la'achar tefillah chiyuvis." It makes sense. You have to have the makeup attached or after the obligatory one. So what would a woman do? Below his palo mincha, he says Bereshav. So let's say it's Bereshav. She didn't daven mincha. The ain't regular this palo mariv, and she doesn't normally daven mariv. And the chol this palo below Shabbos rak shmon esrei echad. So he says, so what is she gonna do? So mariv, here he's talking about Friday night. Mariv, she only daven one shmon esrei, but here's the rub. She yiel l'tashlumin shol mincha. Then that mariv will be a makeup for mincha. That's a big fish. In other words, that really she doesn't daven ma'ariv. She usually doesn't daven ma'ariv. Now she's davening a Shmon Esrei. Normally doesn't daven a Shmon Esrei. So you know what that Shmon Esrei will be? Be a makeup for ma'ariv. For a mincha, excuse me. That's what he says.
She missed an appointment with Hashem, so she's taking this appointment with Hashem.
Yeah, but that's a big fish because normally we say your makeup appointment has to be connected to a prearranged appointment. But he's saying, Rosh Hashanah says, okay, she's davening Ma'ariv. She's a lot davening Ma'ariv. But she really doesn't have to daven Ma'ariv. So she can use that Ma'ariv as her makeup for the mincha. But not daven two Shmon Esreis. One Shmon Esrei. That's an interesting idea. It's a bit chiddush. Okay? Reza Hashem, we'll continue this after Shabbos, I guess.